first, it was probably a bit of a relief. And I think you were so busy doing, you know, organising everything, thinking of the sale of the orchard hadn't gone through, there was a hiccup there, just getting things sorted, that you just, the first probably month just went without even thinking. You get over that first bit of busy and people are sort of still hovering, and then of course it drops off, or people can't be babysitting you and, you know, all the time. And then I think it got quite hard, it got more difficult. And that winter time, you sort of, well, you were so busy even caring that all of a sudden there's this big hole where you're not caring.
The first couple of weeks were difficult, but I really feel that talking was part of the grieving process for me. And I think it was him also preparing me for that grieving process, because we were able to discuss anything and everything. Because the things we talked about were terminal things, you know, like when I'm gone, after I go. In terms of grieving, as I say, I really feel that was my grieving process.
Dealing with grief was, I feel that I dealt with my grief while Dad was still here more than after he passed. I felt like I was dealing with Aja's grief, my nan's grief, my mum's grief.
Early on, and I think Tegan will agree, I pretty much cried every day for 6 months, and it would have been I'm just sitting there by myself, or I'm driving my car, or something random. And I think by the third month, I was kind of like, I'm not really sleeping and I'm not feeling okay. And I did go to my doctor and I did say, look, like, I'm not feeling. And he just said to me, look, he goes, grief does funny things to your body. And generally it can last for the 6 months.
How do I cope with a bad day? I probably watch a lot of telly. I have a glass of wine occasionally, but I've stopped myself because I think you can get into that too much. I'll sometimes ring and have a chat to someone, not necessarily, but just get involved in something. I do try and think of the good things. I try not to reflect on the really bad bit, but yeah, I don't really know what the answer to that is, to be honest.
Sometimes I don't want to see anyone and I don't want to speak to anyone. I just hide, you know, just hide inside, and I won't answer the phone or turn the phones off or something, and just... I like it when my friends come up because they've all got kids, so the kids are loud, you know, they're loud and they don't care, you know, they don't shut up, and that's really good. But I get very down when they go, so... Like, the moment they're driving out of the driveway, I've got tears streaming down my face because I just think, you know, I just wish he was here to have enjoyed the weekend with them and with me.
And it is exactly the same as what it was, as if he was here, except I'm just, you know, heartbroken. And of course I miss him. But... I guess I didn't realise how much I used to do for him either. And I've done a lot of things around here that I did. I just put everything on hold, I guess, because he was the most important one. Just because I knew, oh, well, I'll do that later. I'll fix that later, or I'll clean that up later, or whatever. So I had piles of messes everywhere in this house, which, yeah, I'm gradually getting through it.
When I go to the counsellor, I would always go there and thinking, oh, I've got to breathe, you know. And I'd come out and I would have had a bit of a tear, but I would go home and I would actually feel like a weight's been lifted. So I'm sure the same thing's going to happen. So, yes, no, and I think that's what it's all about, going to the counsellor.
Do I miss him? Of course I do. You know, you're stupid if you don't. Still love him? Of course you do. That doesn't change. Would I want him back? Not in the condition he was in. No, you wouldn't wish that on anyone.
But I try to be positive about things. There's no point in being negative. And there is definitely always a silver lining. You just have to go out and have a look at the moon every now and again, which I do.